Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or computer or wherever you're listening. This is where we talk with area business owners, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are at 827 Caroline Street, Monkeys of Fredericksburg. Catherine Sullivan, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
It is great to be here. First off, and the question that I always wonder, the question I hear asked often is, where did the name Monkeys of Fredericksburg come from?
That's a really good question. We get that here a lot. We're actually a franchise, so there are 28 other locations of Monkeys, and all over really in the Southeast, but they're expanding. So the first Monkeys opened in Wilmington, North Carolina, and the original owner, Dee Dee Shaw, her mother used to call her and her sister just a bunch of monkeys. Yeah. And she thought that was a fun name and would really represent what she wanted within the store, which would be a fun, friendly atmosphere where people would want to come in and hang out. So that's where the name came from.
Well, that's easy enough, and that makes sense. And for the person who's not aware, I mean, you have, this is women's clothing.
Yes, yeah, so designer women's clothing, shoes, handbags, accessories, and giftables. We've really been launching into that in the past year or so. And we carry everything from double zeros all the way to 16s, extra, extra smalls all the way to extra, extra large. And really, it's a fun store in the sense that the teenage girl can shop here, but I've also helped a lady pick out her 90th birthday outfit as well. So there's lots of options, and we sort of span age groups and ranges.
Boy, to be able to say that, though, what a cool thing to be able to say and promote.
I think that's really neat, too, and it's a lot of fun when families come in and the daughter, the mother, and the grandmother are all shopping with us. And it's something that I think a lot of people don't realize. They think they see Monkeys, or maybe they see a brand we carry and think a younger clientele, when actually we span a lot of age ranges.
Well, this store really fits downtown, especially where you're at, too, on Caroline Street here. I mean, it just fits.
Thank you. Yeah, we like our location. I love being in historic downtown. My husband, my daughter, and I live here within 22401, and I love the idea of living, working, shopping in your own zip code and in your own area. And so it's fun to be downtown and have the energy and traffic of everyone really looking at shopping small and focusing local, not only through the holiday season, but really all year round, which is so wonderful.
Yeah, there is always around the holidays the big focus, but we do need to remember. I mean, you have bills to pay and have dreams here, and you really do want to not forget small businesses anytime, and especially just looking around here as I walked around. I mean, I would think that the help that your people can give and just what you have, there's so much here more than what you can get, say, online or even at a mall.
That's nice of you to say. That's something we really pride ourselves on. When you come into the store, you're actually going to be greeted by a sales associate who's not looking to sell you something. They're looking to help you find what you need. And if that is just simply looking around the store, we really welcome that. You know, how are you going to know what we have if you're not able to come in and just casually look? But our sales associates are trained to help you find, you know, just the right look. And a lot of our clients come in, say they're looking for a special occasion. Sometimes they're great occasions, and sometimes they're even some sad occasions. And we're able to pull together outfits without them even having to think of, what am I going to pair this with? And we have all those options laid out, and they're able just to go in and pick. So we can kind of do both things. We're here to let people shop and enjoy and look around, but we can also give that full customer service of dressing someone from head to toe if need be.
And that's so interesting, because if need be, there may be a time often that you want something, but you don't know what, and that's where you can help.
Exactly. You don't know what, or maybe you're loving a dress. I get a lot of clients who come in and they'll have bought a skirt from another store and they're not sure how to style it or what to do with it. And so all my sales associates are really trained to help with that. And pick out gifts for people. We really pride ourselves on the ability to help pick out that just right gift and gift wrap it and have it all ready for them for any occasion that comes along.
Well, I like what you said a few minutes ago about how when people come into Monkeys, you know, you want to make it fun. And so often shopping cannot, you go into it just thinking, oh, I've got to. And the fact that you know, consciously want to make it fun.
I want to make it fun, and I love standing on my sales floor. I don't get to do it every single day just because of the other roles that I play here at my own store, but I try to take several days a week to stand on the sales floor. And when I welcome you in, I really feel like I'm welcoming you into my home, into my living room. And it's a genuine thing that I really want you to enjoy and feel at home and comfortable.
I know when I go shopping, I don't like that. I like to just get something and go. And my wife is totally different. Right. And I guess that you all know that kind of thing. And if a man comes in shopping for his wife, do you make it, if you can sense that they would rather just buy it and get going, that you take that into account?
We do. And sometimes we start with people when we're like, friendly and welcoming. Yeah. And you know, when you sell designer price point clothing, there often is the stereotype that maybe we aren't going to be very nice people in here or something, which is always upsetting to me because I'm like, oh no, come in and meet me, I promise we're really nice people. But when people come in and they don't seem like they really need all that additional help and they just want to look, we just remind them that we're here to help, and we let them enjoy looking and get what they need and get on out of here. So we can kind of help read and know what kind of service someone really needs.
We're at Monkeys of Fredericksburg on the All Business Podcast, 827 Caroline Street. Catherine Sullivan is with us. I saw on your website that you're third generation retail in your family.
I am. My grandfather came back from World War II and started a small hardware store in Roanoke, Virginia. And then before I was born, my father moved back after serving in the Air Force to Roanoke and bought into the store. So I grew up at the hardware store. My sister and I like to say we were the bagger putter inners. We would stand there and help the cashiers scan and bag things for customers. And so I sort of learned at a young age what it was like to own a business.
Wow, you did see it. That's so interesting that you wanted to continue it. And it had to be, to do something like this, you just have to really have a pride in you want to be involved in the community and a lot of things. And so, I mean, you grew up with that.
Yeah, I really did. And I enjoyed watching my grandfather and my father be able to help their community. I also saw the hard work that it took, and sometimes the hard sides of the long hours and the toll that it can take on someone to own a business. But in the end, weighing all of those, I always saw that they were very proud of what they were doing and loved what they were doing. So I worked for the previous owner for almost 5 years before I purchased the business from her. So I really got a sense of the store and got to know the clientele here. And with the encouragement of my father and grandfather, was able to, you know, move forward.
I was wondering if they knew, or if your grandfather knew what you were doing. And so, wow, how exciting though that's got to be for you and pride for everybody.
Yeah, my dad was really supportive. In fact, he, you know, helped me hash through figures and things, and was and is one of my business advisors. They did end up selling the store and made the decision to move forward in different things sort of as my grandfather was retiring and my dad moved on to, he now manages a woodworking store in Roanoke, Virginia. But I'm very appreciative of their encouragement and help, and actually a lot of people in the community. It's very interesting. I moved here and started working here within basically a couple months. I graduated college, got married, moved here and started working at Monkees. And I was really nervous about living in Fredericksburg. I told my new husband that I did not know if I wanted to live here. I didn't know anyone here. And working here on the sales floor, I got to know what an amazing community we have and how supportive people are. And they would come in and I'd be able to help them with things. And they not only wanted my assistance in the store, but they really genuinely cared about getting to know me and opened up, you know, their hearts to me, really. So it didn't take long before I realized that Fredericksburg was really where we wanted to be and stay and raise our family.
Was it a tough decision to decide to purchase? Did that come faster than you thought? It seems like it might have.
That's a really good question. That was a tough decision. It was a tough decision to make without having children, a child already, and thinking ahead about that. But in a way, it wasn't hard at all. Because when she said she wanted to sell it, and I knew that that meant either I was going to need to step up and purchase it or maybe leave, I couldn't think of my life without Monkees and without working here, and I wanted to keep it going.
Well, obviously then the company itself is something, and just in what you do, you really enjoy it.
I do. I really enjoy it. I enjoy selling on the sales floor. I enjoy buying for the store. So I go to New York several times a year and purchase everything. So everything that you come into the store and see, I've purchased myself and picked out just for our clients here. And then I also do my own book work, marketing, advertising, all of those things. Somewhere in there, I sleep a little bit.
That is a lot of stuff, though. And I'm sure it would help to have some background, but to actually be doing it day in, day out, good for you.
It really is a fun job. And I'm thankful for my staff here that works really, really hard to keep things going so that I can do all of those different projects and things.
It's so interesting because as you talk to so many different businesses down here, end up going to, going to New York or going to different places to do the buying and all. I mean, that sounds real. I mean, it sounds overwhelming, but a lot of fun.
That's a good way to put it. I call it exhausting and energizing all at the same time. So I end the day, with swollen feet and very tired, but I'm also always renewed in my energy for the store and what we're going to be able to bring to our clients here in Fredericksburg. And it's a lot of fun to pick the things out and see ahead of time what's coming up for the season.
I get it. I mean, because how far in advance is that? That's, do you do that? I guess it's usually a few months.
Yeah, so I've already bought spring 2019, and I just recently started purchasing summer 2019. So in the fashion industry, obviously, you're purchasing the next season as the current season's going on, which does sometimes lead to me getting confused what season we're in. But overall, it makes sense, and there's a flow in that for sure.
And I guess you see trends and that kind of thing, or you see things, and you at times I guess it would be exciting knowing this is going to be, I can't wait till we have this on the shelves in Fredericksburg.
Yes, that's the fun part, is seeing something in the store and already knowing in your head clients that you want to call or show that to. And a lot of times I will be almost personal shopping for them if I know that they're, hunting for something to go under a certain jacket or outfit. And that part's very fun, to get excited to show them.
That is interesting, because I was just thinking, was to say, sometimes when you go to these shows, do you think of specific people or certain kinds of people that would really like a certain thing?
Yeah, a lot of people ask, how do you know what you're going to buy? Like, how do you pick? And it's normally a gut reaction that I'm going to, there it is, that's exactly it. But if I'm hemming and hawing about something, I'll try to name at least four customers that I want to call to show that item to. And if I can't come up with four, then I typically back down and don't purchase it. So you're right. I will often look at things and think, oh, I can't wait to call her and show her this particular thing. She's just going to love it.
We're at 827 Caroline Street on All Business This Week. Monkees of Fredericksburg. Catherine Sullivan is with us. We talked earlier just about downtown Fredericksburg and all, and on what the downtown just seems alive, and Monkees, like I said, really fits in for the what with what you offer here, Catherine.
Thank you. I think that downtown definitely is alive. There's so much going on down here. Lots of businesses that are thriving, new businesses coming in, eateries. It's really is an exciting time down here. And I feel like I've stood on the sales floor now for 10 years here at Monkeys, and I feel like this is sort of the best time that we've had in downtown, that people are really looking to shop local. Lots of beautiful new places to live and eat and shop are coming into our area.
Well, what I have found, and even this holiday season, just walking around and going into stores, I have found things in stores that I never expected. And even here, I'm looking around here thinking, you know, my wife might like something like this. There really is something, especially in the downtown area. Just even if you look at a shop and think there's nothing in there for me, there might be, or for at least for a gift.
I definitely think that's true. And a lot of people don't realize we have tons of fashion stores, and I love that we have such great compliments to each other. So maybe one store doesn't fit your style, but I guarantee a couple doors down you're going to find lots of different styles, whether it be gifts or fashion. And you're right. When you look at a storefront, I think it's easy to think, oh, I bet there's nothing in there, you know, this or that. But once you walk in and you really look and you get to know the people that are working there, I'm sure they'll be able to help you find something that you would like or steer you in the right direction. Sometimes I feel like we're tour guides here in town. We do a lot of recommending about, you know, where to eat and where to keep shopping. And that's something that I really love to do because I love this town and I want to help other people explore and find their way through it.
I have seen that in a lot of stores of where people will, especially restaurants, where owners will say, I think you might like such and such. So I guess, I mean, it helps for you to keep up on what's available.
Exactly. I think so. And my associates love doing that as well. We all have our favorite restaurants in town. And so we'll be saying, oh, you should go here, you know, or there, or ask them what they're really looking for. And I think that part's fun. And even if I don't have what someone needs and they come in and they try on things and they just didn't find the just right thing, it's so easy just to point down the street and say, check out these other stores. We want you to find what you're looking for, and we hope you'll find it here in downtown.
So when does the spring stuff come on? I'm already looking ahead and trying to move past winter. When will spring emerge at Monkeys?
It's a little scary to think, but I already have what's called resort coming in, which is sort of a sprinkling of spring things. In December, they'll start coming in. And then really, the store switches over at the end of February, early March, to all spring, and we're ready to go. Fashion always moves a little bit ahead of the weather, just so we're prepared. That way, when the weather breaks, it's really, we're set and you're ready to come in and shop. But it is sort of startling to people sometimes. And January and February can be a little bit awkward since it's so cold, and we'll be stocked with sleeveless dresses and short sleeve shirts. We sometimes have to improvise and bring sweaters in to put over top.
Oh, I'm sure. Like you said a few minutes ago, sometimes because the way you order and everything, it is hard to keep up on what season are we actually in.
Right, exactly.
Well, you seem to be just really enjoying yourself. And this, I mean, it comes through as you talk, but also just the store itself. There's an enthusiasm in here.
Well, you're very sweet. I really love downtown, and I really love the idea of shopping locally. Like I said, with my father owning a hardware store with my grandfather, I learned that shopping local means a lot to a family. It means a lot to a community, and it allows a community of business owners to give back in lots of different ways. And that's one thing that I really like to do is look locally when I'm going to donate, whether it be an auction item or monetarily. I really feel like you know, it's part of our role here is to help support our local philanthropies as well.
If people want to get more information on on Monkees? I know you're online. I guess you have, I'm sure you have a Facebook page, that kind of thing?
We do. We have a Facebook page and an Instagram page. We just launched a shoppable website, which we're really enjoying having as an option for our customers that might not be able to get downtown due to work schedule or family schedule. So that's fredmonkees.com. They can go to and see what we have going on here in the store.
Fredmonkees.com. Stop off at Monkees. You will find something, I think, even if you don't think this is your kind of store. It really is. And congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. You're very sweet. I've enjoyed talking with you. This is great.
If you like listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you want to talk about your business, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me, ted@wfvaradio.com. ted@wfvaradio.com. We would like to highlight your business. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ted Schubel. We'll see you next time when we become all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests in this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.